Well, CNN interviewed the purported shooting survivor, Samantha Fuentes, in February 28, 2018. This is just 2 weeks after the alleged shooting at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School. Samantha miraculously avoided the need for a wheelchair when she was interviewed walking with only one cane after claiming that a bullet pierced her thigh and shrapnel hit her legs and face during the alleged shooting at Marjory Stoneman Douglas. She said the shrapnel lodged behind her cheek and eye will not be surgically removed because, quote, to remove them would be more invasive than to leave them, unquote. She appeared on CNN camera with a large dark purple ring under her eye that looked more like makeup than a contusion. Samantha's shooting trauma story is simply ridiculous. Her black eye is not swollen and appears to be a trick of theatrical makeup. A high-velocity .223 bullet would have caused major disability to anyone's leg, but all Samantha's leg wounds are dressed with bandages not much larger than Band-Aids, and she only needed one cane to walk around. We see no swelling to confirm her story of shrapnel in her cheek, and we see no sign of eye trauma from the alleged shrapnel she claims is permanently lodged behind her eye, but doesn't need any type of aftercare or surgical intervention. Samantha's long, stylish fingernails and metallic snot nose piercing is not consistent with a survivor recovering from a gunshot wound to her head and both legs after only 2 weeks. Take a look at this CNN interview.
It's impossible not to see your injuries. I mean, you still are living them and they're just everywhere. Can you just walk us through what we're seeing on your face and your body?
Sure. The indentation in my forehead is from falling and diving to the floor, and the bruising around my eye is also from falling onto the floor. But this right here and then the marks right above my eye is actually from shrapnel. So I have shrapnel lodged in my face, in my cheek, and behind my eyeball.
So shrapnel, pieces of shrapnel came through your face and are still in your head behind your eye right now. Will those ever leave?
No, they don't actually they don't really cause any harm to me. So to remove them would be more invasive than to leave them.
But you will carry the evidence of this massacre with you in your body for the rest of your life.
Absolutely.
And here on your legs, we can see you're walking with a cane.
Yeah.
And what happened here?
So I was shot directly above the knee here, and then here, 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 here. And then on the side of my legs is where I got lodged with shrapnel.
And these were pieces of shrapnel that came off of fellow students after they were hit with bullets.
Yes.
So, Sam, nobody could ever question why you don't want to go back in this school. I mean, you're just sort of living proof of all of the trauma that everybody endured. How are you feeling today as you watch your classmates go back in there?
I mean, I feel mixed opinions or mixed emotions. I mean, I want to be a part of Stoneman Douglas, and I want to, you know, live out the rest of my high school career normally, but there's no such thing as normal anymore. So instead of just sitting around and not really doing anything in school because curriculum is never going to resume as normal for the rest of the year.
You don't think classes are ever going to be able to go back where teachers are just standing in front of a class and teaching and kids are doing their homework? You think that's over for this year?
Just for the rest of this year. I think this time everyone's going to take the time to regroup and console one another and just appreciate each other's existence, because, you know, we lost such precious lives. It's kind of hard to want to return to normalcy. So I would rather take this time instead of sitting around and moping. I'd like to actually make a difference and advocate for my cause.
Shot and three people killed. All of a sudden I hear like rat-a-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat. And I'm going, is that a gun?
I keep it like this and like that, and I
never hesitate to put a nigga on his back.
Rat-a-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat like that, and I
never hesitate to put a nigga on his back.
Rat-a-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat like that, and I
never hesitate to put a nigga on his back.
Rat-a-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat.
Rat-a-tat-tat-tat-tat like that.
Rat-a-tat-tat-tat-tat.
Rat-a-tat-tat-tat-tat like that.
Rat-a-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat.
Rat-a-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat. Rat-a-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat.
I smell bullshit.